color they cover Bob Dylan's Not Dark Yet, and that's what we heard. Great new album from those two. They do some really interesting harmonies. I encourage you to check out The Color of a Cloudy Day. Marshall Chapman did Sick of Myself. We heard Bonnie Raitt sounding not so much like Bonnie Raitt, but a good song nonetheless from her album Green Light. We heard Me and the Boys and a couple of... actually, just one, actually, a tribute from the tribute to George Harrison called George Fest, A Night to Celebrate the Music of George Harrison. We heard a live version of Nora Jones doing George Harrison's Behind That Locked Door. All right, noon straight up here at Something About the Women. Thanks for tuning in. I want to remind you, we have a Facebook page. It's called Something About the Women Radio Show. Give us a like. We'll keep you up to date on what's going on with the show, what's coming up, etc. And you can just say hi or make a request, whatever you like. But check that out. And we're going to continue now with a little bit of a little trip back to the 60s. And summer wouldn't be complete without this little ditty. Of course, now I got to figure out which here it is. Aha. All right. And as I was saying, summer wouldn't be complete without this little ditty.
It is the space. shabop, my baby. Shabop, shabop.
Hello, stranger. It seems so good to see you back again. How long has it been?
Seems like a mighty long time. Shabop, shabop, my baby.
Seems like a mighty long time. Oh, I'm so glad you stopped by to say hello to me. Remember, that's the way it used to be.
Seems like a mighty long time. Chibop, chibop, my baby, ooh. It seems like a mighty long time. Chibop, chibop, my baby. 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 Chibop, chibop, my baby.
Because I still love you so, although it seems like a mighty long time. Chibop, chibop, my baby, ooh.
It seems like a mighty long time. Chibop, chibop, my baby. Chibop, chibop, my baby. Chibop, chibop, my baby. Chibop, chibop.
I really got you. look around, and if you're looking down, put a little love in your heart. I hope when you decide, kindness will be your guide. Put a little love in your heart, and the world will be a better place. And the world will be a better place for you and me. You just wait.
Yeah. A little bit of 60s there. I'm going to keep that groove going, but I wanted to tell you what we heard in that last set, last 25 minutes or so, as the air conditioner hums away in my ear. The last two songs we heard have something in common, besides being awesome songs. So that was Please Mr. Postman by the Marvelettes. And that song was actually the first Motown song to reach number one on the Billboard Hot 100 Pop Singles Chart, and that happened in 1961. And that song was covered by lots of people, including the Carpenters. They did a cover of that in 75 that also hit the top of the charts, but also the Beatles covered that song. And what it has in common with the song before that, which is Little Eva singing Keep Your Hands Off My Baby, the Beatles also covered that song, and that song was written by Carole King and Jerry Goffin, one of my favorite songwriting duos. So two great songs there, right in a row. We also heard Jackie DeShannon doing Put a Little Love in Your Heart, and I feel like that song could really be kind of a theme song for the times that we're living in. It's just, it's a tough time to be a human right now, so hang tough, people, and do what you can to be kind to one another. Gladys Knight and the Pips did I've Gotta Use My Imagination. We heard Barbara Lewis doing Hello Stranger, and then a classic song, Wanads, from the Honeycomb, and Aretha Franklin gave us Spanish Harlem, and we started it all off with Martha and the Vandellas doing Heat Wave, and brings us to 12:26 here at Something About the Women, and this, of course, is 91.5 WMFO Medford. It's Labor Day weekend. I know lots of people are saying, you know, our hearts and our prayers are going out to Houston. How about our money is going out to Houston? Thoughts and prayers are great, but they don't pay the bills, and they don't put food on the table, and they don't rebuild people's houses. So do what you can to give to reputable organizations that are helping out in Houston, because it's really devastating what's going on there. And not just Houston, but also parts of Louisiana, other parts of Texas. It's devastating. I can't even watch the news because I can't even imagine how horrible it is. But please do support your fellow Americans and people, your fellow people who are suffering from Hurricane Harvey, which is an ironic name since my dog is Harvey and he's kind of a damaging force as well, but he's not taking the blame for this storm. Right. Well, so we got about another 33 minutes left of the show. I'm going to continue in this 60s vein, and hope you're enjoying it. If you want to hear something, hit me up on the Something About the Women Facebook page. It's Something About the Women Radio Show, and I'll be keeping an eye on there to see if anybody has a request. Continuing now with the Ronettes here on Something About the Women. Let's make sure we're going to actually hear the Ronettes. Okay, here we go.
And trying to get a fish on the line
in a coffee house Sebastian's at. And after every number they pass the hat.
McQueen and McGuire's just a getting higher in L.A. You know where that's at.
And no one's getting fat except Mama Cass.
Sophomore planned to go to Swarthmore, but she changed her mind one day. Standing on the turnpike, thumb out the hitchhike, take her to New York right away.
When Jenny met Cassie, gave a love bomb.
Called John and Zoll, and that was the month from.
McQueen and McGuire couldn't get no higher, but that's what they were aiming at.
And no one's getting fat except Mama Cass.
Mugwumps, high jumps, low slumps, big bumps, don't you work as hard as you play.
Make up, break up, everything is shake up,
yes, it had to be that way.
Sebastian and Zoll for me spoonful.
Shelton again, it can't be very tuneful.
McQueen and McGuire just a catching fire in L.A., you know where that's at.
Everybody's getting fat except Mama Cass.
Disgusted, agents can't be trusted, and then she wants to go to the sea.
Cass can't make it, she says we'll have to fake it.
We knew she'd come eventually.
Greasing on an American Express car.
That's low rent,
but keeping out the heat spot.
Duffy's good vibrations and our imaginations
can't go on indefinitely.
And California dreaming is becoming a reality.
Baby, let's get away, let's lose.
rock me a little while. Hold me, darling, rock him for just a little while. Come on, take me in your arms. Rock me a little while.
Martha and the Vandellas. Did you notice a similarity between that and Heat Wave? I just thought it like, hey, if it's not broke, don't fix it, right? It's a formula that works. Quicksand from Martha and the Vandellas. We also heard Kim Weston doing Take Me in Your Arms. That may not be the version that you recognize. The Isley Brothers had a big hit with that song, I think she was the first. So Kim Weston there doing Take Me in Your Arms. Martha and the Vandellas, another cut, Honey Child. And we heard Aretha Franklin doing Daydreaming. Dreamy little song there. The Ronettes did Walking in the Rain from the Best of the Ronettes. And we heard the Marvelettes, a lot of ets in the 60s. Heard the Marvelettes. Actually, we already talked about that. Please, Mr. Postman. All right, it's 12:48. And got about 12 more minutes in the squeaky chair here at Something About the Women on 91.5 WMFO. I have every assumption that Brian Young will be up at 1 o'clock for Crash Course for the Ravers. And he always has a great show, so stay tuned for that. And I'm going to finish out the show with this 60s theme, which I'm having a lot of fun with. Before that, we'll take care of a little business here, and then we'll be back with the music. Stay tuned.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
When I grow up, I want to be a glass countertop in a new home.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's best birthday present.
When I grow up, I want to be a football stadium.
When I grow up, I want to be a warm fleece on a cold day.
When I grow up, I want to be a fancy backsplash.
I want to be a bike that races around the
country.
When
I grow up, I want to be a bench on a forest trail.
I want to be a rocking chair on
when
a sunny
I grow up,
porch.
I want to be a skyscraper.
I want to be.
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 When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. A public service advertisement brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
Well, a little bit of Aretha to wrap up the show. Chain of Fools. And we heard Gladys Knight and the Pips. I heard it through the grapevine. And Jackie Ross did Selfish One. I don't really know that song, but I heard it and I really liked it. So I played it. All right. Well, thank you so much for listening to Something About the Women today. We're here 11 to 1 every Saturday. That's 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. And you can check us out on Facebook. Let me know, would you buy used sneakers? I put a little thread there on the Something About the Women page. And I think Brian has an opinion. All right, well, it's time for Crash Course for the Ravers. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.